Welcome to Ask the Experts, a monthly podcast taking on the latest questions around healthcare legislation and compliance.
Welcome to today's episode of Ask the Experts. With us today is Shelley Bloom, Director of Legislative Awareness and Training. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to read the following disclaimer. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. Shelley, my first question is, can a person leave or terminate COBRA coverage, then return to it or re-enroll?
Hi, Jim. And the answer to that is a very simple no. If you leave COBRA coverage, if you're terminating it, then you're done. You can't get back into it at a later time. Even if you have another qualifying event, you left because you weren't an employee, you're a qualified beneficiary. So you get the offer of COBRA. When you stop paying for it, you're done.
Shelley, what is the family glitch, and how does it affect families seeking coverage for all members?
So the family glitch was something that we have had to deal with since the ACA started back in March 23rd of 2010, and really it started in 2014 when we offered individual coverage and employers had to make coverage minimum essential, minimum value, and affordable to at least their employee. So the family glitch ended at the end of 2022. Starting January 1st of 2023, if an employee was offered coverage that was affordable to the employee, now the spouse and the dependents that had been on the employee's plan would have the opportunity to also go to the marketplace or the state-based exchange, whatever you call it, they could go there and they could actually purchase insurance and they could be eligible for those subsidies or tax credit. In the past, if the employee was offered coverage from the employer and it was deemed to be affordable to the employee, then it was also deemed to be affordable to the spouse and the dependents. And we know that in many cases, a spouse or a dependent was required to pay 50% or maybe even 100% of the cost to be on the employee's plan. So with the ending of the family glitch, it opened up the doors for spouse and dependents to independently seek coverage, to not be required to either go on the employee's plan or go on their own plan if they're at work. They can now go to the marketplace and they can be eligible for that subsidy or tax credit.
Can an employer reimburse an employee for the purchase of individual coverage without offering the QSEHRA or ICHRA?
The answer to that is no. The QSERA is the Qualified Small Employer Health Reimbursement Arrangement. And it is an offer for employer groups that have fewer than 50 employees. There's a definite set of rules that you need to follow in the QSERA. The ICHRA, Individual Coverage Health Reimbursement Arrangement, this is a more open product. It is open to employers of all sizes. So whether you're an employer with 5 employees or 700 employees, the ICHRA could be available to you. In both cases, the employer is saying, employees, I want you to go purchase your own coverage and I will reimburse you some amount. It could be 60, 70, 80, 90% of the cost of that individual coverage using this HRA set up in these ways. So if an employee would just say to John Doe, hey, I know that my coverage is expensive for you because you need to cover your spouse and your 7 kids, you can go to the individual coverage and you can purchase whatever you want and I'll reimburse you. That is not legal. It has to be under the QSERA or the ICHRA in order to be reimbursed.
When mini COBRA or state continuation is offered, is the employer required to offer dental, vision, or other coverages the employee was enrolled in prior to termination?
So generally that is a no. If you want to enroll in mini COBRA or state continuation, it's most important for you to know what the rules are for that particular state and to follow them. Some states don't offer mini COBRA or state continuation. Many do, but the rules are very different from state to state in how long you have to work before you're eligible, how long the coverage is available for, and most of the time, the state continuation is only to continue the group health plan, but not dental, vision, or other coverage. But again, make sure that you look at the rules for the state in order to determine what is possible in that particular state where the employee resides.
Can an employer exclude the offer of spousal coverage for one who is 65 or older?
So that's a definite no. If the employee is offered coverage, then in most cases that employer also offers coverage for the spouse or the dependents. Under the Affordable Care Act, an employer can choose not to offer coverage to all spouses because ACA considers a spouse as not being a dependent. But in this particular question that you asked, can an employer exclude the offer of coverage to a spouse who is 65 or older? That answer is no.
Is the requirement for an employer to file the 1095 and 1094 forms electronically when they are filing 250 or more still valid?
So that's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up. And the answer is yes, but the limit is no longer 250 or more. In the days of the Affordable Care Act since 2014, when employers have been filing 1095s and 1094s, the rule was always if you file 250 or more forms, and mostly it's 1095C and 1094C, you must file electronically. If you had fewer than 250, you could choose to file electronically, but you could also file by mail. However, starting January 1st of 2024, it is an IRS regulation that if an employer files 10 or more information returns, and 1095Cs, 1094C, 1095Bs, 1094B, those are all information returns as well as W-2s, 1099 forms, and many other forms. So the employer has to look at all the forms they file collectively, and if in the year they file 10 or more, then they must file all those forms electronically. So when we're looking at the filing for the 2023 year, which will happen January through March of 2024, the new IRS rule will be in effect. So if you have 10 or more 1095C forms, you must file electronically.
An employee is enrolled in the employer's group health plan and also covers spouse and kids under age 26. The employee is terminating group health coverage for the family. Must the former employee elect COBRA to allow the kids to enroll in COBRA?
So this is one that comes up often, and the answer is no. If on the day prior to that employee terminating coverage for himself, spouse, and kids, if all of them were covered on the day prior, then they all have their individual opportunity to elect and enroll in COBRA. So in the question that you asked, does the former employee need to enroll in order for the kids to get coverage? No, the employee can go to a new job or elect Medicare or whatever is being offered to him, and the same with the spouse. The kids were on the plan, they were under age 26, so they will get their own offer of coverage and they can choose to enroll in the COBRA coverage from their parents' prior coverage, or they can go to the individual marketplace or get it from their job, but they can get their own opportunity to enroll in COBRA.
An employer owns two companies. One has 52 full-time employees and the other has 11 full-time employees. Must both of the companies offer a group health plan that is affordable?
So in this question that you ask, it sounds like because the employer owns the two companies that they probably are a part of a control group or a commonly owned group. And in this case, you would add the 52 plus the 11, so you would get 63 total. You've got 52 in the one company, though. You know that they are 50 or more, so they need to participate as an applicable large employer, which means they need to offer coverage that is minimum essential, minimum value, and affordable. But the second company, even though they only have 11 employees, because the employer owns both companies, you consider them as one big company. So the 11 full-time employees with a different EIN number, they would also need to be offered coverage that is minimum essential, minimum value, and affordable. If that offer is not completed by that employer, then that employer would be subject to those same penalties as the larger employer, because together they are all one large employer. So yes, that employer that owns those two companies needs to offer coverage to both the 52 and the 11.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next month for another edition of Ask the Experts.